Nearly 10% of all agricultural land in the Czech Republic is now given over to organic farming. That's according to new data from the Ministry of Agriculture. The number of organic farms in the country at the end of 2009 was just under 2,700. That's an increase of 50% on the previous year, due at least in part to government subsidies. I discussed the growth in the sector with Wojciech Kotecki of the Czech branch of Friends of the Earth.
It's definitely good news for both Czech countryside and Czech consumers. The countryside will gain from more birds, more insects, more plants in organic fields, and consumers will find more Czech domestic organic food in shops and supermarkets.
Now 9.38% of the agricultural land in this country is given over to organic farming. Do you know how does that compare to in other countries in Europe?
We are, say, one of the better medium countries in Europe. There are some countries that are in front of us, like Austria, but we are definitely leading some other, especially new member states of the European Union.
What is the, so to speak, profile of organic farming in this country? What kind of foodstuffs are being produced here?
We have got quite a wide range of organic foods, but one problem with organic farming in this country is that most of our organic land is meadows and pastures, which is fine, but the difference between organic and non-organic farming in meadows and pastures is rather marginal, so that the government should do more to support organic farming in arable land, where is it much more important.
Also, last week there was a story in the news about sales of organic foods slowing. I mean, the growth in sales slowing to only 5% last year. Do you think with the economic crisis that people will be less prepared to spend more money on organic foods?
Yeah, well, this is a natural reaction to the economic recession. People have less money, so that they buy less organic food, which is relatively expensive. But sort of revealing fact is that people do not actually buy less organic food. They even buy more organic food, but the growth has slowed, so that we continue to have some substantial growth, even if it is slower. And I think that we will return to fast growth immediately after the recession ends, and perhaps more importantly, in the long term, and that's what is important for the organic sector, in the long term, prices will go down and down, will continue to go down, so that people will be able to buy more and cheaper organic food.
I was talking there to Wojciech Kotecki. He's from the Czech branch of the environmental group Friends of